This is episode number 1955 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 23rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
After President James Garfield was shot in an assassination attempt.
Boy, we're off to a good start.
He couldn't hold down food. So for the last month or so of his life, his doctor fed him through his rectal cavity.
Oh!
And it didn't really work, apparently. Guitar Center.
Yes.
Was called the Organ Center. When it was founded in 1959, they sold small appliances and home organs because every home needed an organ.
Because when I go shopping for a refrigerator, naturally I want to pair it with an organ.
The name was changed to Guitar Center in 1971. Eating 10 and a half cups of sugar at once could kill you.
Oh, jeez.
It could.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 and a half cups of sugar.
10 and a half?
Not 10, not 11. But 10 and a half cups.
Okay, so I'm
good
with 10.
That's the magic cup.
Exactly. I'm good with 10 and a quarter.
You're good. Just sit down. Strap on the sugar bag. And that's some random facts for today.
There you go.
Who cares news time, Friday morning? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you know it.
It's a fun story to start off with.
Mm.
It is. I queued up something for you.
Oh, okay.
Can you start playing it?
Yeah.
Can you hit that button, please?
Let's go. You know, of course, that's the theme from The Dating Game.
Can you turn it down a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can hear myself talk. But you don't have to turn it off. Hey, ABC is launching the Celebrity Dating Game.
Yeah.
Yay. Woo. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I
can. Another game show. Hey, yeah. Just
and not
like,
original.
Like, that's true.
They've run out of all the ideas if they're doing the dating game. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Just like anything happening in Hollywood, officially run out of ideas.
So this is the Celebrity Dating Game?
The Celebrity Dating
Game.
So
this is The Apprentice meets The Dating Game, right? Is that what this is? Celebrity Apprentice meets The Dating Game?
No, they have other game nights.
Okay, just checking.
They have celebrity game nights all the time, like with, Jane. What's her
Jane
name?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch. How could I forget that?
She's
I love
doing
Jane
The
Lynch.
Weakest Link right now. Not original.
But she would do the celebrity game night.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so the dating game will be hosted by Zooey Zoe Deschanel. Deschanel, otherwise known as Jonathan Silver Scott's girl. And Michael, ready for this?
I'm not ready for this.
And Michael Bolton.
Oh, my God. Why? Why?
Yes. You heard me right. Mr. Bolton
this
himself.
Sounds like it's going to be more like Name That Tune meets The Dating Game. We've got Michael Bolton on.
But here you go. Okay, okay. I have more details.
Okay.
Suitors will be asked questions by the celebrity from behind a screen, but the celebrities will not be identified.
Well,
but rather, their identity will be given from clues given via hilarious parody song performances sung by Michael Bolton.
That
sounds kind of funny.
Why Bolton is on. Okay, all right, I got it.
All right, so we already have the first three celebrity contestants.
Already?
Hannah Brown.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
And Mr. X and Dina Menzel, Tay Diggs.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right. They're exes now. We didn't follow that story. Nobody cared.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right. He's old too. Why would he? Why,
he's pretty cute.
He's old.
But he's cute.
He's old.
He's just whatever.
Who wants to date this? I mean, are they gonna match the suitors up with the appropriate age?
I don't know.
Of the celebrity.
That doesn't seem to matter much.
Well, you know, you don't want to put him in a room with a bunch of 20-year-old women.
Those are some of the first celeb contestants on the game show, which will premiere on Monday, June 14th, otherwise known as Flag Day.
Oh, look at
ABC.
You.
ABC.
Huh. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to
I don't think
the
there
time.
Might be 20-year-old contestants. I'm going out on a limb here to think that.
Though. I'm thinking, though, I could probably Jones on it the next day on YouTube. But I'm not going to invest the time to watch an episode.
I probably won't watch
there.
It live.
I'm not there.
It's not live. But, you know. That's how I get my internet time up to 56 hours.
59
hours. I want to just tell Stars sometimes, go do something so I don't have to talk about
Kudake. Oh, Kudake.
But sometimes it's just irresistible.
But last night was Kudake.
Yeah, but as we know, this stuff on Kudake, it happened like 8 months ago.
Well, that's true.
So it's not new. It
so
just keeps
we're
it
rehashing.
Rolling.
That's what you're saying? So we're a rehash news service. That's what we are. We rehash. We should call it the rehashed news.
It happened to him 8 months ago, but it's new to us.
It's new to us if you weren't listening that day.
So guess who stopped by Kudake last night?
Let's see if I can guess.
Guess.
I don't know.
Nope, you're wrong.
Okay.
Kim's old buddy, Paris Hilton. That's
That's who stopped by last night.
If I recall right, even though I know that you're not a big Paris fan, but you sure like that Carl's Jr. commercial she did.
Oh, look. I like the Carl's Jr. commercial that Kim Kardashian was in. Do you remember that one? She slipping into a bathtub, eating a salad.
Yeah, but...
before she had her butt done.
Oh, see, if you looked at it from the backside, from then to now, you wouldn't even know it was
her.
No,
wouldn't. Yeah,
no. Nope. You'd say, wow, who's
But Paris Hilton, washing a car, set it up with a big old Carl's Jr. hamburger... That's damn sexy, I tell you right there. Or it was. It was.
They had a goal in mind, and they accomplished it.
And they accomplished it. They sure as hell did.
That old Carl's Jr. I don't think they're doing that now.
No.
All right, so Paris showed up at Kim's house for a photo shoot for her Skims shapewear line.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
So the pair, they reminisced about their past photo shoots and their old cell phones.
Their old cell phones.
So, you know, Paris, I can't believe this is what we used to have to text on. That's what, you know, Paris marveled at the old school flip phones.
That was sad. Texting on a flip phone was sad.
And they talked about that stuff before donning their Skims tracksuits.
Oh, tracksuits. Right. Velour tracksuits. Oh, my God.
One thing we majorly had in common was we would, on a daily basis, wear velour tracksuits. Kim had to throw her memories in there.
Oh, my God.
We would be out on paparazzi shots. I didn't know. Did you guys say purposely went out?
I think they purposely went out. They still do that.
I wanted to recreate that and thought that... would be just so magical.
So magical. Any exclamation points today?
There was no exclamation points.
What the hell, Kim? What the hell?
But I guess magical was like,
I think I'd like to see a picture of the two of them in velour tracksuits.
Oh, I'm sure
No, I think it would be ridiculous looking. Yeah.
So, you know, guys, so Paris stops by. They reminisce. They don tracksuits.
And do a photo shoot for Skims all at the same time.
Magical.
Magical. It's magical.
It's magical.
You know who also I'd like to see in a tracksuit?
Skims.
Out of a tracksuit. It's Halle Berry.
I'm shocked. Really? Do tell. No, don't tell. Please don't tell. Keep
More
it
who
to
cares?
Yourself.
Coming up on Monday. Have yourself a great day.
And that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.